KPR News in KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. Crews are still cleaning up debris on Interstate 70 after a mudslide closed the highway through Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Nathaniel Miner got a tour of the damage today.
I'm standing in Glenwood Canyon right now, looking up the gulch where tons of mud and rock and boulders came rushing down during a slide a couple of weeks ago. Part of the highway here, Interstate 70, the deck was just snapped off. Underneath it, there's a giant hole where this debris just completely destroyed the highway.
Officials say the highway will partially reopen on Saturday. Meantime, the U.S. Forest Service plans to re-examine a burn scar to see what can be done to slow mudslides along I-70. Scott Fitzwilliams with the White River National Forest says the walls of Glenwood Canyon are so steep, mulch or grass seed wouldn't help stabilize soils burned by the Grizzly Creek fire last year. But it appears those slides actually start in flatter areas above the canyon.
What we want to do is reassess on top whether or not there's things we can do, whether it's check dams, mulching, maybe, you know, you diagonally fall trees in drainages.
Fitzwilliams says he's asked for a team to see if those sorts of projects might help. It's another day of poor air quality and a smoky sky. The northern half of the state has an unhealthy amount of ozone and fine particulates in the air. People who are sensitive or have health conditions like asthma should limit the amount of time spent outdoors. Meteorologists say the haze should clear a little more tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. It's 85 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.